Welcome to today's broadcast, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Dr. Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Today's message, we'd like to talk to you about great grace for your weakness. You know, when you're going through difficult times in your life and you're struggling with issues in your life, and a lot of times people just really throw you under the bus and say, you know, you need to get in the Word and you need to get rid of those issues and that thing that you've been battling for years, and you just need to understand that God will take that thing away from you. And I really believe there's a part of that is truth, but I believe there's also a part of things that are in our lives that we have to deal with, that we have to go through. You know, when Paul prayed to the Lord and he said, Lord, take this thing away from me. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you in the middle of that thing. So today, I want to stress and I want to relate to you that wonderful grace of the battle, the struggle that you may be dealing with in your life. Because Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2 says this, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Where there's sin, grace abounds abundance. And its grace is super abounding in your life. Now, I'm going to make a few statements today that people really going to have a hard time swallowing. But, you know, whenever you miss the mark, you don't fall out of grace. You fall into grace. Back in the 80s when the pastors were struggling and a couple of pastors fell, and all I heard on the papers and read was they've fallen from grace. But the reality of that is you and I have fallen into grace. You know, the Bible does say we can fall from grace one way, when we go back to the law. So we see here that when sin abounds, grace abounds super much more. And I love what Romans 5 and 20 says. Moreover, the law entered, and the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded more. Now this word, grace abounded much more here. The word abounded is hyper or hupa. And it's the word hyper grace. Now everybody's wanting to say, well, you know, Pastor, this hyper grace thing is, but grace is hyper. Grace is bigger than any sin that you can imagine. It's bigger than any sin that you can commit. Now I want you to think about something. In the old covenant, when they missed the mark and they put down the sacrifices and the judgment of God would come down on their sacrifices were destroyed. Their sacrifices were removed and they were absolutely consumed with the judgment of God. But when Jesus was placed on the cross, the judgment of God couldn't kill him. It couldn't remove the sacrifice. It was not bigger than the sacrifice. Jesus on the cross was bigger than all sin because he was without sin. He was absolutely spotless and perfect. He never sinned. So when the judgment of God for the whole world, all the sins of the whole world, was placed on Jesus on the cross, he still remained there. And the Bible said that he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And what a wonderful revelation this is, because if you notice right before that, he looked at John and he said, John, behold, look after my mother. Now the scripture tells us a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his bride. What was Jesus doing on the cross? He was leaving his father and he was leaving his mother and he was taking on the bride, which is me and you. So when the judgment of God came down upon Jesus, it did not destroy him. It did not consume him. He looked up and he said this, I commend my spirit unto thee. In other words, I've got to give it up. All the judgment, all the sickness, all the darkness, all the sin is not bigger than my grace. And I believe that's what he's trying to get to you and I today. Because the word abounded in Romans 5 and 20 means above increase. Abounded means super abounding. I love how Kenneth Worth says in Romans chapter 5, verse 20, where sin existed in abundance, grace was in superabundance, and then some more was added on top of that. What a translation. Mercy and righteousness kissed on the cross. In other words, when the judgment of God came down upon Jesus, his judgment is not going to come down upon you today because his judgment came down upon Jesus on the cross. God is not mad with you today. He's not disappointed in you today. He's not angry with you today. He's absolutely crazy about you. Zephaniah 3 and 17 said he's singing and rejoicing around you. What a wonderful thing today that know that in the middle of your weakness, God is not mad with you. In the middle of your struggles, God is not upset with you. Do not allow the enemy to tell you you that the reason you're going through this is because of something you've done wrong. Do not listen to that. Listen to, he said, you're the righteousness of God. You're blessed coming and going. Everything you put your hands to is blessed. What a wonderful thing today. Begin to speak that over your life over and over and over, that you are the righteousness of God. Remember what I told you a couple of days ago, and this is great revelation. He broke you loose from the prison of sin and placed you in the prison of righteousness. He provided for you a divine exchange, His health for your sickness, His perfection for your imperfections, His beauty for your ashes, His provision for your poverty, His righteousness for your sin. This is the beauty of grace. God bless you.